喜悦都教会各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May the peace with all the brothers and sisters in Cerritos Church。
啊，很感谢神的恩典，小弟今天晚上可以在这里跟大家来分享神的道理。
I truly thankful God's grace that tonight I can be here to share the truth with you all。
从今年七月一号开始呢，小弟被总会安排要来注目我们啊喜悦都教会。
Starting from the month of July, I was assigned by USGA to come to Cerritos Church.
来这里跟大家一起来学习啊，来服事神。
To learn and worship God with each one of you.
那今天有这个机会呢，在这里聚会来查考道理，愿主耶稣基督的平安跟喜乐常常充满我们每一个人。
May peace and joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with each one of us.
那今天晚上呢，要用因信称义的榜样做题目来跟大家查考。
Tonight I would like to use the topic justification by faith for our mutual encouragement.
那这个是在罗马书里面的一个很重要的主题。
And this is one of the main topic in the book of Romans.
因为在罗马书里面他提到因信称义的问题。
Because throughout the book of Romans talk about justification by faith.
那因信称义简单的描述其实就是我们今天一个人一个世人在神眼前其实是都是一个罪人。
To briefly explain what this means to be justified by faith. First of all, we have to know each one of us is considered sinner in front of God.
因为我们每个人都是亚当的后裔。
Because each one of us are descendants of Adam.
那亚当他犯罪，他违背神的话，所以他就在神面前成为罪人了。
After Adam disobeyed God's commandment, he became a sinner in front of God.
所以只要是人在神眼中其实都是不圣洁，是罪人的。
Therefore, all mankind are considered unholy and sinners in the presence of God.
那可是因为神的爱，所以他道成肉身来到人间，为人再重新的铺好了一条路，可以让人回到神那里去。
But because of God's immense love, He set a path for us. He came to the world as flesh.
亚当夏娃因为罪被赶出伊甸园，但是我们今天可以再一次因着耶稣基督回到伊甸园那个美好的景况里。
Adam and Eve, they were cast out of the Garden of Eden. But today, each one of us have the chance to re-enter into the garden through our Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣基督所预备的这个救恩。
And that's the salvation that's prepared by our Lord Jesus Christ.
那如果我们愿意相信的人，我们可以再一次的在神眼前变成义人。
And for those who believe in Him, once again we can become just in the presence of God.
那就像亚当他被造的时候，神说一切都是非常美好的。
And just like when Adam was first created by God, God said everything as well.
那个时候亚当是神的儿子，他跟神是父子的关系非常亲密。
That at the time, Eden was the son of God, and is the father-son relationship.
那今天耶稣基督，他这个救恩，我们愿意相信、接受他所安排的方法，那么我们可以再一次的在神眼前被称义，这个叫做因信称义的道理。
And today, if we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, then we will be justified by faith.
那我们并不是因为我们比别人还好，我们做了很多工作，所以我们可以在神面前被称义。其实不是这样子的，因为每一个人所做的事在神眼前几乎都是等于虚无一样，是没有的。
And today we can be justified not because of our work or our deeds, because man's work are in vain in front of God.
那所以因信称义这个道理在罗马书里面让他一起强调，这是一个恩典。
Therefore, throughout the book of Romans, emphasize justification by faith. It's a pure grace of God.
那这是既然是恩典，就不是跟你的行为没有关系了。
Then can we say because it's grace, then it has nothing to do with our action and deeds?
所以保罗他在罗马书在阐明这个道理的时候，他特别举了亚伯拉罕做例子来说明。
So then when Paul talked about justification through by faith, he used the example of Abraham.
那我们现在来请看罗马书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 4.
今天晚上呢，小弟想用罗马书第四章做主题呢，跟大家来分享一些亚伯拉罕他的信心所留给我们的一些榜样跟教训。
And tonight we'll be studying Romans chapter 4. We'll look into the life of Abraham and his faith in God.
那我们现在请看第四章的第一节。
Let's go to chapter 4, verse 1.
第三第一节说，如此说来，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得了什么呢？第二节。
Verse 2.
倘若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义，就有可夸的，只是在神面前并无可夸。第三节。
Verse 3.
经上说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。第四节。
Verse 4.
做工的得工价不算恩典，乃是该得的。第五节。
Verse 5.
唯有不做工的只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。这一段里面呢，一开始就谈到亚伯拉罕，他有一个，他说他是因着信被神称义的。
In the beginning of this chapter, he explained.Abraham was justified because of his belief.
那我们在听道语当中，我们一定要了解这个亚伯拉罕一直被提到，被在聚会当中被提出来。
In many sermons, Abraham was used during the service. The example of Abraham was used during the service.
神当初选召呼召亚伯拉罕的时候是为了什么？
In the beginning, why did God call Abraham?
在创世纪第十二章一开始就描述神出声音呼召亚伯拉罕，亚伯兰那时候还是亚伯兰。
In Genesis chapter 12, that time God called Abraham.
那其实我们后来从整个救恩的计划跟神所在圣经里面留给我们的榜样，我们看出来，神呼召亚伯拉罕一个最主要的目的，就是要让他成为一个国度。
As we look into the salvation plan of God, later we realized the reason God called Abraham is because he wanted him to become a great nation.
Kingdom.
A great kingdom.
一个国度，这个国度是做祭司的国度。
And this kingdom is a kingdom of priesthood.
所以在出埃及记19章第六节里面特别提到，当时候神叫摩西带以色列百姓出埃及的时候，跟他说这个国度就是祭司的国度，是圣洁的国民。
So that time when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, God said to him, "This is the kingdom of priesthood. It is a holy nation."
要从亚伯拉罕这一个人开始，然后出现一个国度来准备救恩的来到。
And this kingdom begin with Abraham, and salvation then will be upon this nation.
然后在这个国度里面，神要显明他要人怎么敬拜他的方法。
And God revealed the ways He wanted man to worship Him to in this kingdom.
就是说，这个国度是要跟他们所生活的这个环境里面，特别是在迦南地里面那当地的居民是不一样的。
And the way this kingdom lives will have to be different than the people of the land of Canaan.
其实人带着肉体，那人是。在时空底下，那神是灵，是没有形体的，人怎么可能看得到神？怎么找到神呢？
As men, we all carry flesh, and we are restricted with space and time. But God, He's a spirit. He surpasses all. How is it possible for a man to see God?
那又加上这个邪灵魔鬼，他就是当神的仇敌，他就用尽各种方法要让人找不到神。
And the enemy of God, which is Satan, he uses all kinds of ways and schemes to forbid man to see God.
所以在真神他向人显现以前，很多人在拜神，可是都拜不到真神了。
Therefore, before God revealed to man, many people wanted to find God, but they could not find it.
那人用自己的想法去敬拜那受造之物，然后把它当成神，然后很认真的敬拜，但是那是枉然的。
Then men started to use their own way, their own logic to worship the created God, and those worship are in vain.
那有时候你看人，甚至举目望天，看到天上的星星、月亮、太阳啊，就会觉得很伟大，然后就会把这月亮、星星、太阳当作神来崇拜了。
And sometimes when men look into the sky, they see the stars, the sun, the moon, and it is so immense, it is so powerful, they started to worship them.
所以其实在生命记里面呢，摩西里面，摩西也特别吩咐百姓啊，你们以后要小心进到迦南地的时候，不要学当地人举目望天的时候，看到星星、月亮、太阳、天上的万象，就把它当成神。
Therefore, in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses warned the Israelites, when you look into the sky, do not worship those, the sun, the moon, or the stars, just like other men.
我们现在来看一下《生命记》第十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 12.
生命记第十二章。
Deuteronomy 12.
我们来看一下第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节开始提到说，在当时很多人在拜神，用很多很多所谓的偶像当成神在敬拜。
At the time, many people worship idols.
然后摩西特别吩咐他们说，其实神讲的，就是你要把这些他们这些神的祭坛，他们所雕刻的这些木偶，全部都要把它毁坏，把它除灭。
Moses said that it is commandment of God to break down the altars and the sacred places of the idols.
第四节特别说，你们不可照他们那样侍奉主你们的神。
In verse 4 here especially said, you must not worship the Lord your God in their way.
也就是说，当时很多人拜神，事实上是拜错，用错方法，也拜错对象。
So that from this verse can see, that time many people worship the wrong God and worship it the wrong way.
我们再看第二十同一章的二十九节。
Let's go to the same chapter, verse 29.
主你的神将你要去赶出的国民从你面前剪除，你得了他们的地居住。三十节。
Verse 30.
那时你就要谨慎，不可在他们除灭之后随从他们的恶俗，陷入网罗，也不可访问他们的神，说这些国民怎么侍奉他们的神，我也要照样行。那这一段圣经就是神特别的交代，不可以照当地的人他们的风俗去拜神啊。
These verses especially describe, God warned them not to worship idols just like these Gentiles.
所以神选召亚伯拉罕，让他成立一个国度，然后向他们显明怎么拜神的方法。在这个时候，人才真的知道神他的存在，然后神要人如何敬拜他。
Therefore, it is until God chose Abraham, his whole the and instructed him the right way to worship God, then people started to know how to worship God the right way.
人也才能知道说神他是慈爱的神，他是公义的神，然后他也是圣洁的神。
The men started to know the God they worship is God, a loving God, a righteous and also a very just God.
所以神呼召亚伯拉罕一开始的时候，其实就是为了救恩做准备，就是为主耶稣基督来到来准备一个国度，一条路让耶稣出现的。
Therefore, God chose Abraham is to prepare the way of salvation and to set a path for the coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
然后亚伯拉罕呢，对这个人，神特别给他很多的应许。神特别给亚伯拉罕很多应许。
And God gave Abraham many promises.
因为当神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，他其实他也没有孩子啊。
Because when God first called Abraham, he did not have any son.
神要他离开他的父家本族，然后离开另外离开他的国度，到一个新的地方去。他虽然基本上他也没有产业。
God wanted him to leave his homeland, his nation, and to go to a place where he have no possession.
那可是后来神给他一个应许。
Then God gave him a promise.
那这个应许，圣经里面在罗马书第四章提到，他说亚伯拉罕他相信什么？
And this covenant, this promise in Romans chapter 10, here it says Abraham he believed.
我们现在可以来看创世纪第十五章。
Let's first turn to Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪的十五章。
Genesis chapter 15.
如果我们看第一节啊。
If we go to verse 1.
创世纪十五章第一节。
Genesis chapter 15 verse 1.
这是以后主在异象中有话对亚伯兰说，亚伯兰你不要害怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的掌示你。第二节。
Verse 2.
亚伯兰说，主神啊，我既无耻，你还是我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是大马色人以利以谢。第三节。
Verse 3.
亚伯兰又说，你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。第四节。
Verse 4.
神又有话对他说，这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。第五节。
Verse 5.
于是领他走到外边说，你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？又对他说， 你的后裔将要如此。好，第六节。
Verse six.
亚伯兰信神，神就以此为他的义。这句话就是后来在罗马书里面所引出来一直强调的，亚伯兰信神，神就以此为他的义的来源。
And in verse 6, Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. And this verse was reused in the book of Romans.
神跟他说，从你出的，你本身所生的，才要成为你的后裔啊。
And God said to him, it's out of you that your descendants will be.
那时候，神跟亚伯兰说，你到外面来看看天上的星星，你的后裔以后要像这么多啊。
God took Abraham outside and asked him to look up at the heavens and count the stars. If indeed you can count them, so shall your offspring will be.
那所以基本上当时候亚伯兰他相信神的应许，就是针对后裔这件事情而已。
In that time, Abraham believed in God. He believed about the numerous offspring.
就是他的后裔要像天上的星那么多，即使那个时候他连一个孩子也没有。
He believed his descendants would be countless like the stars in heaven, even though at the time he did not have any children.
那为什么神在这个时候要给他这个应许？在他还都没有孩子的时候就要给他这个应许
？But why God give him such promise at a time when he did not have any son？
神真正实现他的应许是在25年之后才实现的。
It is until 25 years later, and the promise come true.
原来其实就是为了以后信耶稣的人要照着亚伯兰这个信的榜样，来让我们了解什么叫做信耶稣可以在神面前被称义的一个导火线的一个原因呢。
It is because it's for us, for the people in the future, to believe in Lord Jesus Christ.And to follow, by following the examples of Abraham, believe in God.
你看，神当时候在创世纪第十五章里面，他应许他的孩子要像天上的星这样多。
In Genesis 15, God promised Abraham to have descendants as numerous as the heavens.
亚伯兰相信。
In the heavens, Abraham he believed.
然后神就很喜欢，很喜悦。
And God was very happy.
然后之后呢？神又给亚伯兰有关于土地的应许。
Later on, God gave Abraham the promise of the land of possession.
我们就看第十五章十三节。
If we go to chapter 15, verse 20.
十三节。
Verse 13.
神对亚伯兰说：“你要的确知道，你的后裔必寄居别人的地，又服侍那地人。那地的人要苦待他们400年。”十四节。
Verse 14.
并且他们所要服侍的那国，我要惩罚。后来他们。必带着许多财物从那里出来，十五节。
15.
但你要想大寿数，平平安安的归到你列祖那里，被人埋葬。第十六节。
16.
到了第四代，他们必回到此地，因为亚摩利人的罪孽还没有满盈。那这里这一段，神是有关于给亚伯兰土地的应许，是400年之后才会实现的。
And in these verses, God promised to give Abraham's descendants.Possession, and this happens 400 years later.
那特别是因为当地这个迦南地的居民的罪恶还没有满，也就是说神的时候还没有到。
And it's because the timing of God is not yet fulfilled, for the sin of Amorites has not yet reached its full measure.
那所以我们就这里看到说，神当时候给亚伯兰有关子孙的应许，留下一个以后因信要被称义的一个原因，让我们以后人可以学习效法的。
So God gave Abraham.The promise of his numerous descendants, and is set as a great example for us to believe and later justify by faith.
然后，这个土地神要给他应许，这个土地就是要有关于罪恶的问题，要怎么样在神眼中是要成为圣洁的，要凸显神是圣洁的神的这种概念。
And the promise of possession, and from this promise we can see the holiness of God.And how God hates sins.
所以亚伯拉罕他相信神，他相信神对他子孙多如众星这样的应许，被神称义。
For Abraham, he was credited as righteous by God. By believing, he will have numerous descendants.
那所以罗马书第四章的第三节就开始讲说亚伯拉罕信神哦。 他相信神这个事情，神就称他是义的。
Therefore, in Romans chapter 4, verse 3, here recorded, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness.
然后在罗马书第四章的第四节开始，他就开始讲什么叫做恩典啊，什么叫做工价。
And starting from Romans chapter 4, verse 4, and on, talk about what's grace and what's work.
我们如果看回到罗马书的第四章啊。
Let's go back to Romans chapter 4.
罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4.
第四章我们接下去看第四节说，做工的得工价不算恩典，乃是该得的。不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义了。所以这里讲到这个恩典，就是纯粹因为相信得到的。
Therefore, we can see grace. Grace does verse 4. Now, when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation.
那在这里，保罗他特别提到大卫有关于这个，如果被神称为义啊。不是因为行为被称义，他说这是有福的人。
And here Paul mentioned about David, say that if those can be credited as righteousness by God without deeds, and that man is truly blessed.
本来是罪人，可是神把他不当作罪人看待，他说这个就是有福气的。
And if a man he is a sinner, but God did not treat him as a sinner, then he was greatly blessed.
然后呢，讲到这个亚伯兰，他相信神被神称义这件事情以后呢，保罗他特别提到有关于割礼的事。
And Abraham he believed in God and then was justified by God. Through this event, Paul also talked about circumcision.
所以保罗后来在罗马书第四章都提到说，什么时候亚伯拉罕被神称为义呢？
Then Paul further on explained when did Abraham was justified by God.
是在割礼受割礼前面还是受割礼之后呢？
Is it before his circumcision or after his circumcision?
第十节，罗马书四章的第十节。
Romans chapter 4 verse 10.
他就特别提到说，是在亚伯兰未受割礼的时候就已经被神称为义了。
And in verse 10 he explained he was justified by God before his circumcision.
他那时候还没有接受割礼，因为割礼那时候的神的那个神所吩咐的这个方法还没有出现。
Because that time the way of circumcision was not yet revealed to him.
所以有关于因信称义的道理里面，通常都会跟割礼合在一起。
Therefore, when we talk about justification by faith, we'll also talk about circumcision.
那割礼是什么
？What's circumcision？
那如果创世纪第十七章我们看一看的话
，If we go to Genesis chapter 17。
创世纪十七章就记载一开始为什么神会告诉亚伯兰要有这个身上这个记号，目的在哪里
？In Genesis chapter 17, he explained why God wanted Abraham to receive circumcision and what's its meaning.
我们如果看第创世纪十七章的第十一节
，If you go to Genesis 17 verse 11,
十一节说你们都要受割礼，这是我与你们立约的证据。
Here, God said to him, you are to undergo circumcision, and you will be the sign of the covenant between me and you.
第十三节哦。
Verse 13.
他说，你家里生的儿女用银子买的，都必须受割礼，这样我的约就立在你们肉体上，做永远的约。那表示说，这个割礼对当时候神告诉亚伯拉罕呢，他的目的就是他跟神跟亚伯拉罕立约。然后这是一个证据，这是在身上一个记号。
And from these verses, we can see through circumcision, this is a covenant and a sign between Abraham and God.
那亚伯拉罕他什么时候受割礼
？When did Abraham receive circumcision?
圣经在第二十四节特别说是九十九岁的时候。
In verse 24, we can see it was when he was 99 years old.
所以。基本上亚伯拉罕他的接受割礼是要在他身上有一个他相信神被神称义的一个记号。
Therefore, Abraham, the reason he received circumcision is to have a covenant, have a sign that he believed in God.
因为他已经被先被神称义了，然后他之后他相信神的话，他照神的吩咐去做，所以他就接受割礼。
Because prior to circumcision, he was justified by faith, and then he because he believed in the words and commandment of God, then he received circumcision as God instructed him.
所以在罗马书四章的第十一节呢，罗马书四章十一节。
In Romans chapter 4, verse 11.
第十一节说，并且他受了割礼的记号，做他未受割礼的时候因信称义的印证，叫他做一切未受割礼而信之人的父，使他们也算为义。
11 And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised.
所以，变成说，以后如果照着亚伯拉罕的这个所走过的路线。来相信耶稣的人，他信了，他相信耶稣，他就即使有没有割礼都没有关系，他就被神称义了。
Therefore, if a person believe in the way, just like Abraham, then he did not have to be circumcised. When he believed in Lord Jesus Christ, he was justified by faith.
然后第四章二十二节呢？
In chapter 4, verse 12,
他说：“又做受割礼的人父，就是那些不但受割礼，并且按我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕未受割礼而信之中基去行的人。”
In verse 12, he explained, Abraham was also the father of the circumcised and those who walk in the footsteps of the faith.
那这里第十二节所讲的就是已经是在已经有身上有这个割礼，就是犹太人。那他们如果愿意相信耶稣，也接受耶稣是救主，那么他们在神面前也是一个被称义。
In verse 12, he explained, for the Jews, if they also believed in Lord Jesus Christ, then they can also be justified by faith.
因为他们就是照亚伯拉罕他的信心去做，因为他先相信，然后他照神所吩咐的方法去执行神的要求。
Because they have walked in the footsteps of the faith of Abraham and do according to the instruction of God.
那对那个没有受割礼的，就是我们这些外邦人。
And to those who are uncircumcised, which referring to Gentiles.
我们本来在神跟亚伯拉罕所立的这个诸约上，我们是局外人，我们不是犹太人嘛？我们不是亚伯拉罕肉身上的后裔。
Originally, we are strangers or outsiders of this covenant between Abraham and God because we are not Jews.
那但是因为我们相信耶稣在基督耶稣里面，我们相信他所安排的救恩，然后我借着这个相信就可以被神称义。
But because we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, His salvation, then through that we can be justified by faith.
然后呢？我们在神的眼中也成为亚伯兰的后裔，也是要承受这个福分的。
So that in the sight of God, we become the descendants of Abraham, the one that can also inherit the blessings.
所以亚伯兰他都成为众人的父，不管是外邦人还是犹太人，因为信耶稣基督，都可以被称义的一个最原始的代表人物。
Therefore, Abraham he become the father of both the circumcised and the uncircumcised.
那对这个割礼的问题，后来在新约圣经里面，特别把它讲到成为是洗礼的一个预表。
And in the New Testament, circumcision also symbolizes water baptism.
因为真正的割礼，其实后来在新约时代主耶稣基督以后呢，就已经不是只是那个肉身上的那个记号而已了。
Because in the New Testament, after Lord Jesus came to the world, its circumcision become just a physical sign.
好，我们看一下罗马书第二章二十九节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 2, verse 29.
罗马书二章二十九节。
Romans chapter 2, verse 29.
二十九节说：“唯有心里，唯有里面做的才是真犹太人，真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵，不在乎仪文。这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。”
29. No, a man is a Jew if he is one inwardly.And circumcision is circumcision of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the written code. Such a man's praise is not from man, but from God.
这里说真割礼是心里的，是在乎灵，不在乎仪文，不在乎那个字句上面的那些描述而已。
Here mentioned, a true circumcision is circumcision of the heart by the Spirit, not by written code.
那这里割礼其实预表洗礼。
And here circumcision represent or symbolize water baptism.
因为洗礼也是我们人跟神立的一个约。
Because water baptism is also a covenant between man and God.
我们相信耶稣基督他所提供的方法。
We believe the way that Lord Jesus Christ has prepared for us.
然后我们接受洗礼去印证我们的相信。
Then we receive baptism to once again emphasize that we believe.
所以哥罗西书第二章里面他提到有关洗礼这个问题呢，特别提到在基督耶稣里面的割礼。
Therefore, in Colossians, when you talk about water baptism, you also talk about the circumcision in Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看哥罗西书第二章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章第十一节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 11.
你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。第十二节。
Verse 12.
你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活。都因信那叫他从死里复活神的功用。那这两节圣经呢，他把这个不是受人手所行的割礼跟受洗跟耶稣同死同埋葬同复活一起提到了。
You here combine the circumcision and also water baptism.
所以其实在基督里面，他说割礼跟没有受割礼其实都没有什么关系的。
Therefore, in the Lord Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter if you receive circumcision.
重要的是要能够变成一个新人，因为已经跟耶稣同复活。
What's more important is whether you can become a new person because you've been when we receive baptism, we need to raise with him from the dead.
那这个就是在加太书第六章第十五节里面所提到的。
It's also recorded in Galatians chapter 6, verse 15.
在这个地方，加太书六章十五节，受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的是做新造人。他这里圣经所描述的这割礼，就是肉身上的那个记号而已。
In chapter 6, verse 15, here the circumcision referring to the physical circumcision.
然后第五章的第六节一样，加太书五章六节。
In Galatians chapter 5, verse 6.
第六节说，原来在基督耶稣里受割礼不受割礼都无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
Here mentioned.For in Christ, in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision nor circumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
所以其实真正最重要的是我们在基督里面，我们重生之后成为一个新人，那这个新人就要有新的样式。
Therefore, what's most important is when we bury with Lord Jesus Christ, can we resurrect and have.The way of a new person, a new being.
那其实在旧约圣经里面呢，他们在讲到有关割礼的时候，特别强调目的，其实就要把心里的污秽除掉的。
And in the Old Testament, when they receive circumcision, it also emphasized it has to, the meaning is to get rid of the sin inside the heart.
在摩西生命记里面呢，我们看生命记第十章，其实一开始。割礼它就已经有那个很重要的意义，就是要除掉心理污秽的意思
了。Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 10. Back in the Old Testament, circumcision already had the meaning of getting rid of sin.
我们看《生命记》的第三十章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 30.
三十章第六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6.
生命记三十章第六节说：“主你神必将你心里和你后裔心里的污秽除掉，好叫你尽心尽性爱主你的神，使你可以存活。”请读一下。
Verse 6: The Lord your God will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your descendants, so that you may love Him with all your heart and with all your soul and live.
那这里提到中文说心里的污秽除掉，其实就是指着心里的割礼。
Here talk about to get rid of the sin of your heart. This is the circumcision of the heart.
那心里 有割礼以后，他说才能够 让一个人真的能够尽心爱主他的神。
When a person receives the circumcision of heart, then the person can love God with all his heart and all his soul.
那生命记第六章第十章十六节我们不用翻，他讲的其实一个如果除掉心里的污秽，就是心里受割礼人才不会应着景象不听神的命令。
And for a person, to receive the circumcision of the heart, then he or she will not be as stubborn and will not and will listen to the commandment of God.
那在耶利米书这个先知他所传讲的信息里面，特别一直强调人要在心里面跟耳朵要行割礼。
And in the message preached by Jeremiah, he said, the heart and the ear have to be in one accord.
当时候的以色列人虽然他们肉身上都有一个割礼的记号。
In the Old Testament, even though all the Israelites have the physical sign of circumcision,
可是在神眼中他们都是没有行割礼的人。
However, in the sight of God, they are just like those who are uncircumcised.
因为他们基本上没有照神的命令在做。
Because they do not do according to the commandment of God.
我们如果看耶利米书第九章这一节很重要。
If we turn to Jeremiah chapter 9,
耶利米书 九章第二十五节
Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 25
九章二十五节，神说看哪、日子将到，我要刑罚一切受过割礼心却未受割礼的。二十六节
verse 26
就是埃及、犹大、以东、亚门人、摩押人和一切住在旷野剃周围头发的，因为列国人都没有受割礼，以色列人心中也没有受割礼。那这一段话呢，就在讲，其实真正的割礼，他讲的要把心里的污秽除。神眼中的割礼是心里面的割礼。
In verse 26, here express the true circumcision is the circumcision of the heart.
那从这里我们就看到说，那所以为什么说割礼它是预表着洗礼？它其实在除掉我们心里面的污秽，就是心里面对神的亏欠。
Therefore,
就是罪的问题。
That's why we said circumcision represents water baptism is to get rid of our sins, of our shame.
那所以呢，我们说今天这个割礼预表洗礼，我们洗礼目的在哪里
？And today we talk about circumcision represents water baptism. Then what's the meaning of water baptism?
我们的洗礼的目的在除掉我们心里面在神面前的亏欠，就是我们亏欠了神的荣耀。
The purpose of receiving water baptism is to get rid of the guilt and shame in our heart.
那这个罪的问题是属灵的，是看不见的。
And because the matter of sin is spiritual, is something that we cannot see.
所以即使每一个人他自己都觉得说我都没有罪啊。
And that's why many people they feel that they do not have any sin.
但其实，在灵里面，人在神面前永远有一个亏欠，是属灵，是人看不到。
But in the spirit, man always have the guilt and shame in front of God, and that's something man cannot see.
那这也就是圣经里面所一直强调的哦，说我们人在神面前都是罪人的最原始的概念。
And that's why the Bible recorded in front of God, all men are sinners, and this is the most fundamental concept.
那所以今天亚伯拉罕他相信神，他接受了神所安排的方法。
And today Abraham he believed in God and he do according to the way of God.
他照着神的吩咐去做，即使99岁了，他还是行割礼。
He followed the instruction of God and even received circumcision when he was 99 years old.
他就做了一个榜样。
And he set an example.
就是我今天如果相信神，我就要照神的吩咐去做，不管我年纪多大。
He set an example that it's he followed all the commandments of God, no matter how old he is.
然后他又要求他所有的家里人都照神的吩咐去做。
And he also asked all his household member to follow accordingly.
那亚伯拉罕他这样的做法，圣经说他就是因信称为众人的父啊，信心的父亲。
And by doing so, Abraham he is the father of faith, and he set an example of faith for us.
那亚伯拉罕他当然相信神的应许哦。
And as for Abraham, he believed in the promise and covenant of God.
那他这个信心，他这个相信神的这个应许的信心有什么特色
？And what's the characteristic of his faith?
我们今天也在相信神了。
Because today we also believe in God as well.
我们今天相信耶稣。
We believe in Lord Jesus.
对耶稣这个角色，我们来看，我们今天很清楚的知道，耶稣曾经到人间来为我们的罪被钉在十字架上流出宝血。
And for us, we know very clearly, Lord Jesus came. He came into the world and he shed his precious blood and he was crucified for us.
主耶稣的爱，我们今天透过圣经、透过圣灵，我们可以感受到。
And we can experience Lord Jesus' love through Bible and through Holy Spirit.
但是亚伯拉罕他相信神，他信神，这个神对他来说是怎么样一个对象呢？
But how did Abraham view God? How did he believe God?
所以我们要从亚伯拉罕他相信他所相信的这个神，然后来看他信神所表现出来的特征，就是他信心的特征在哪里。
We have to see the characteristic of his faith in God and how he believed in God.
那今天他这个特征就也是我们今天要能够效法他的榜样，也能够因着信被神称义的一个对象，一个表率让我们学习的。
So that today he set a prototype for us to follow the kind of faith he had in God.
我们现在看回来罗马书第四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 4.
第四章我们来看十七节。
Romans chapter 4 verse 17.
四章十七节。
Chapter 4 verse 17.
亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫使人复活、使无变为有的神。他在主面前做我们世人的父，如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。那这里一开始这里说亚伯拉罕信的神是叫使人复活、使无变为有的神。
In verse 16, as is written, I have made you. The here mentioned the God that Abraham believed is the one that will resurrect man from death.
亚伯拉罕他抓住一句话，就是神说的，从以撒所出的才成为你的后裔了。
Abraham, he hold on to God's words, his promise that out of you, your descendants will come.
他先相信神说他的后裔会像天上的星那么多。
First, he believed in God's covenant that his descendants will be as numerous as the stars in heaven.
然后神二十五年之后就给他一个以撒。
And after 25 years later, God gave him his child Isaac.
那之后等到以撒长大以后，神说要把他献为燔祭。
And after Isaac grew up, God wanted him to sacrifice him.
那神当然是要试验他喽。
And it's a test of faith.
那试验亚伯拉罕是不是真的全心爱神
？And to test Abraham whether he loved God with all his heart.
试验他是不是相信神的应许
？And to test whether he truly believed in the promised covenant of God.
哎，结果亚伯拉罕通过了。
And then Abraham he passed the test.
那所以当时亚伯拉罕他所信的神是什么？在希伯来书第十一章十七节这样说，请看希伯来书十一章十七节。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 11. What kind of God Abraham believed in?
十一章十七节。
Hebrew 11 verse 17.
亚伯拉罕因着信就被试验的时候，就把以撒献上。这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。十八节。
Verse 18。
论到这儿子，曾有话说：“从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。”十九节。
Verse 19。
他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。那这里讲到亚伯兰的，他相信神是叫死人复活的神。
Here mentioned Abraham believed that God could raise the dead。
所以亚伯拉罕他的信的特质就是他相信这个神是死无变有的，在神凡事都可以，他抓住神的应许。
Therefore, from this we can see the characteristic of his faith. He believes God is the God that he believes is a God that can raise the dead and bring.
这也就是主耶稣所说的，如果主耶稣对马撒在约翰福音第十一章对马大所说的，他说：“你如果信，就看见神的荣耀。”
just,
一样的道理。
And it's the same way that when Lord Jesus said to Martha, "If you believe, then you can see."
看见神的荣耀。
And you can see the glory of God.
所以亚伯拉罕他相信神是可以死无变有，可以从死叫人复活。
Therefore, Abraham believed the God that he worshipped is the one that can raise the man from dead.
今天我们相信神也要到这个程度。
So today we have to have the same level of belief.
常常我们对神的信心，不过我们对神认识还不够深入的时候，我们真的信不下去了。
Sometimes when our faith in God is not enough, when our understanding in God is not enough, we cannot truly believe.
那亚伯拉罕他的信就给我们一个榜样咯。
And Abraham, his faith set as an example for us.
然后再看回来罗马书第四章，亚伯拉罕他的信的另外一个特质。
Let's go back to Romans chapter 4.
第十八节。
Verse 18, the other characteristics of Abraham's faith.
他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望。就得以做多国的父，正如先前所说，你的后裔将要如此。
Verse 18, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations.
他大概在一，他说在一百岁的时候，第十九节。
In verse 19,
将近百岁的时候，虽然想要自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱。
Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old.
他对神存着一个指望。
That time he still have hope in God.
在没有指望的时候，他仍然有指望。
Against all hope, he still have hope in God.
那这个指望就是超越了人间的认识的。
And this hope surpasses the understanding of man.
按人的逻辑来说，这是很可笑的。
By the logic and knowledge of man, it is something that's very impossible.
所以亚伯拉罕的信是超越人间逻辑的。
So Abraham's faith in God surpasses the logic of man.
所以今天我们对神的信心一定要超越人间的逻辑理性。
Therefore, today our belief in God have to surpass the logic of man.
圣经提到说，亚伯拉罕他相信神，即使在认为不可能，自己都是像已死一样，他说他信心还是不软弱。
And in these verses describe when it's impossible in man's standard, Abraham still believes in God.
所以真正的信心是在没有盼望的时候，仍然充满盼望。
Therefore, the true faith is that when there is no hope, you still have hope in God.
然后看第二十节，四章二十节。
Let's go to chapter 4, verse 20.
他说，并且仰望神的应许，并总没有因为不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。
20, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God.
这里亚伯拉罕信心的第三个特色就是他心里没有疑惑。
Here, the third characteristic of Abraham's faith is that he...Did not have any doubt.
他说他一直仰望神的应许，心里面因信心得坚固。
He looked unto the promise of God, then he was strengthened by God.
他是怎么样达到这个地步的？
And how can he come to this stage?
那需要忍耐。
And it needs endurance.
所以希伯来书第六章里面这样说，我们看希伯来书第六章。
Let's go to Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书六章。
Hebrews chapter 6.
我们看第十三节。
Chapter 6, verse 13.
我从第十四节开始。
Starting from verse 14.
希伯来书六章十四节说：“论福，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来。”第十五节。
Verse 15.
这样，亚伯拉罕既恒久忍耐，就得了所应许的。这里提到亚伯拉罕，他说恒久忍耐。
In verse 15, here mentioned Abraham waited patiently.
所以。心里面没有起疑惑，这个就是要存着忍耐、恒切忍耐的心，才能够办得到。
And therefore, to not to have any doubt in your heart, you have to have lasting endurance.
就是要等候神的时间。
You have to wait for the time of God.
那在等候当中，其实是不容易的。
And during the time of waiting, it's indeed not easy.
亚伯拉罕他等儿子等二十五年。
Abraham waited for his son.For 25 years.
亚伯拉罕他凭着信心死，因为神所应许那个土地四百年之后才会出现，才会实现。
And Abraham he believed until his death because the promise of his possessions fulfilled 400 years later.
但是在那个时候，他已经用信心看见神所应许的土地其实是天上永远的家乡，那个天上永生了。
By that time, he can already see the everlasting. inheritance in heaven through faith.
所以心里面没有疑惑，用恒久忍耐来让心里的信心得以坚固。
And he did not have any doubt in his heart by waiting patiently in, for God.
第四个特色，看回来罗马书第四章。
The fourth characteristics of his faith, let's turn back to Romans chapter 4.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
并且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。
Verse 21. Being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised.
满心相信神的应许必然做成，就是要完全对神所说的相信，然后他才能够一直的祈求了。
He fully believed in the promise of God.
所以主耶稣说，我们要如果我们真的相信神，我们叩门，神就会给我们开门。
Therefore, Lord Jesus said to us, "If we truly believe in God, then when we knock, God will open the door for us."
那对神的信心就是我们今天之所以能够一直走在这个天国路上的一个原因呢？
And it's because of our belief that's why we can continue to walk on this journey of faith.
就是我们对耶稣所存的信心。
And that's the belief we and faith we have in Lord Jesus Christ.
满心相信神所应许的必然做成。
We believe that.
今天主耶稣基督为我们应许了哪些事情
？We believe all that promised by God will surely fulfill today. What did Lord Jesus promise us?
我们来看，我们先看一下约翰一书第四章第五章。
Turn to First John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
First John chapter 5.
我们看第十四节。
Chapter 5 verse 14.
约翰一书五章十四节。
First John chapter 5 verse 14.
我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这就是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。十五节。
Verse 15.
既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
14. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. 15. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of Him.
亚伯兰他满心相信神的应许会做成。
Abraham believed of the promise of God.
我们今天也满心相信主耶稣基督他对我们的应许。
And today we also believe in the covenants and promise.That's granted by our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣应许我们将来有一个天国的永生。
Lord Jesus Christ promised that in the future we have the everlasting life.
那是我们在这个世上，在今生就可以尝到的滋味。
And it is something we can already taste in this life.
但是真正得到是我们离开这个世界的时候，我们去领受。
But it is until we died, then we can truly receive.
那我们也满心相信神所说的死里复活的盼望。
And we are fully persuaded of the promise of resurrecting from death.
我们也相信主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的到我这里来，就可以得安息。
And we also believe when Lord Jesus said to us, "Those who are toiled and with trouble, come to me, and I will carry your burden for you."
我们满心相信神所应许的，要从我们腹中要流出活水的江河，这个应许的圣灵一定在相信的人身上会实现。
And we are also fully persuaded when God said to us.That out of your body will flow from the spirit.
那所以这个就是亚伯拉罕他信心，他因信称义，他这个信所带给我们的一个特色，一个教导。
And these are the characteristics and teachings that we can learn from the characteristic of Abraham's faith in God.
我们最后看回来罗马书第四章。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 4.
第二十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 22.
所以这就算为他的义，二十三节。
Verse 22,
算为他义的这句话，不是单为他写的，二十四节。
Verse 24,
也是为我们将来得算为义之人写的，就是我们这信神使我们的主耶稣从死里复活的人，二十五节。
Verse 25,
耶稣被交给人，是为我们的过犯；复活是为叫我们称义。愿主耶稣基督帮助我们。
May Lord Jesus Christ help us.
我们都能够效法亚伯拉罕的信心。
So we can all follow the example of Abraham's faith.
满心相信主耶稣基督，他今天为我们的罪已经死在十字架上。
To fully believe that Lord Jesus Christ already died for our sin.
今天我们在神面前因着相信，可以成为义人。
So that today, by faith, we can be justified.
主耶稣基督真的从死里复活。
And Lord Jesus Christ truly resurrected from death.
现在正就在天上。
And now He is in heaven.
他的复活是我们称义的保证。
And his resurrection is the evidence of our justification.
这是为我们为什么我们可以领受圣灵。
And that's why today we can receive Holy Spirit.
为什么我们可以继续能够在这个天国路上能够重新得到力量啊，一直奔跑到最后领受冠冕的保证。
And that's why today we can continue to be on this journey of faith and to be strengthened by Him and in the end receive the everlasting life.
我们今天晚上就查到这里，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
And may the Lord bless us. This concludes our service tonight.
我们唱诗356首。
Let's sing hymn 356.
特别为我们礼拜天要举开的这个福音茶会来祷告。
In our prayer, let's keep the gospel tea fellowship this Sunday.
我们传福音的工作是主耶稣特别交付我们的，我们要大家同心合意的一起在祷告里面来求主耶稣带领。
And Lord Jesus Christ entrusted us the mission to evangelize, and let's keep this in our prayer.
那我们教会还有很多的工作，我们教会在这个建筑上面还有很多细节、很多杂物的工作要完成，这个都需要智慧，求主耶稣带领。
And let's also ask God to give us wisdom and help in our holy works and also our construction work, all the details.
最重要的，其实我们祷告。彼此代祷，让我们每一个人在信仰上、信心上都能够坚固。
Most importantly, let's intercede for each other so we can be strengthened in faith.
因为我们其实教会里面不管做什么事情，最终的目的就是要让我们每一个人信心都能够建立在主，对主耶稣更有信心。
Because no matter what we do, the purpose is for us to be more strengthened in faith and to believe in God.
现在一起跪下来，用15分钟来祷告神。
Now let's kneel down to pray in 15 minutes.